I was so busy and distracted I couldn't be bothered. In more recent years, when the pressure to write my story got seriously intense, there was always a very painful consideration. I knew where it would eventually have to go, unless I wasn't truthful. I decided that I couldn't lie, so I never agreed to write it. As you probably know, I have recently decided that the truth was the only thing that could save me. Let me stress right from the start that my truth took a very long time to make itself clear to me. I've never deliberately hidden anything, but as my psychologist has pointed out on a number of occasions, we humans are complicated. We can evolve within ourselves. If we're lucky, we find clarity in our lives. As I got older, that's exactly what happened. I discovered something about myself that I had no idea was there. I found clarity, and that's taken a long time to process. So it's as a byproduct of a lot of pain, pain that continues, that this book can finally be written. That, coupled with the fact that as I type this, I'm sitting in lockdown as the COVID-19 pandemic has put the world on pause, so I had a shitload of time on my hands. Writing this book has been a fascinating experience for me, a sort of controlled unraveling of my head, in some ways a reboot, remembering things I didn't realize I'd forgotten. I didn't think for a second as I sat with my fingers poised over my laptop keyboard at the start of this adventure that I'd learn anything new about myself. As it turns out, I have. As I wrote about the big, conflicting decisions that I've made in my life, a pattern has emerged. I stress and I fret, I worry, I tie myself up in ever tighter knots, I keep myself awake at night in never-ending loops of turmoil. But the outcome always seems to be the same. As I enter into a huge life choice, it would appear that I already know what I'm going to do. It just takes me a while to get there, sometimes overnight, sometimes considerably longer. I seem to put myself through rounds of torture before I'm prepared to take a life-changing step. That's odd for me, because when it comes to major career choices, I trust my judgment implicitly, and I'll willingly jump into a new challenge without any great analysis. I go with my gut and act instinctively. Not so in my private life. I strap myself to the rack and let my mind stretch me out in unnecessary, elongated distress. I've discovered that in later life, I've become increasingly more adept at creating these thought loops in my head. One big, mentally destructive loop encompassing everything. And then there are the many smaller loops of unfixable issues around that, like planets orbiting the sun, going round and round in endless, exhausting cycles. I've recognized that they were always a part of my analysis process, but in recent times, these loops have been very much bigger and immensely challenging, seemingly unfathomable, uncontrollable issues and impossible decisions. I've also learned that in time, most things work out for the best, that each loop taken in isolation can be broken. With help, I have taken a careful note of this new knowledge, and I will strive to be better at loop management. Perhaps most importantly of all, I've learned that we are indeed the masters of our own destiny. But life doesn't happen to us without the people we love and the people who love us. We can't do it on our own. We all need help, and we all need to trust that our families love us because we're worth loving and that our friends are there because they care, no matter what. Take it from someone who has sat on the very edge and looked over. Things do work out. Things do get better. It's so easy to go through our lives so quickly that we don't take the time to stop, look around, look up, and appreciate the moments that should be celebrated. We're always looking to the next rather than enjoying the now. Those moments can be huge leaps forward or even the very tiny everyday steps, but just pause for that moment. Give yourself permission to reflect on an achievement before you rush on. Now, I've stopped. I've looked up, taken a deep breath, and quietly celebrated in my head. I made it this far. I'm happy to have done the things I've done. I'm grateful for everyone who has been with me on my life adventure. I most certainly could not have done it on my own. Everyone we meet is an influence on us in one way or another. They shape us, they guide us, they teach us to be wise or wary. So, as I have taken a moment to pause and look around,